Hello and welcome to a special edition of In Transition. My name is Randy McElligott, and on today's show we're going to be celebrating Gordon Bennett, who used to be a host here at the station, and he had a great traditional jazz show from 1988 until his death in 2004. Every year since his death, I have been featuring his music and the music he loved. We're going to celebrate the music he loved and also the music that he appreciated that I feature on my show. So let's get started with Benny Carter and a song called Joe Turner Blues.
Never miss your water till your well runs dry. Never miss your water till your well runs dry. You'll never miss Joe Turner till he says goodbye. They say Michigan water tastes just like sherry wine. They say Michigan water tastes just like sherry wine. You're gonna have some trouble if you don't leave my gal behind. Well, baby, bulldog, to watch you while you sleep. Gonna buy me a bulldog to watch you while you sleep. 'Cause I'm going down to the river, and the river's really deep. I'm gonna leave you, babe, and the time ain't long. I'm gonna leave you, baby, and the time ain't long. If you don't believe I mean what I say, you count the days I'm gone. Down the road I'm gone.
Starting off the show today, that was Benny Carter with Joe Turner Blues. And now we're going to go back to the Bennett Archives, and I'll be featuring music from the Bennett Archives throughout the show today. This was one of his best, I think. This is Gordon Bennett featuring the music of George Zak.
And here's a request for many people who like the piano playing of George Zak. Born New York City, 1909. We don't know his present whereabouts. Anyway, George Zak plays Joey Ramorton's Shoeshiner's Drag, Take Two, and then he plays a tune called Sizzling Steaks, and then finally Picking Up the Steaks. Thank you. George Zak, and on drums, George Wetling. Thank you.
That was music from Canadian guitarist Jake Langley with a classic composition from Gordon Lightfoot called If You Could Read My Mind. And just before that, George Zach from the Bennett Archives and a tune called Shoeshiner's Drag. And there were a couple of other tracks after that that Gordon mentioned in that last segment. We're going to listen to two tracks now, starting off with the great trumpet player Miles Davis, who Gordon really appreciated his sound and his technique. We're going to listen to a track called Nature Boy, and then we're going to conclude with the Dixieland Kings and the Darktown Strutters Ball. Thank you.
proudly serving Ottawa Gatineau. This is CHUO 89.1 FM. Listen online, explore our archives, and learn more about us at chuo.fm.
It only takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes. And you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to. Nope. I'm sure you've got a perfectly good excuse. Kids, work. I get it. You're busy. So what better time than now? Let's begin. Raise one finger if you're a man. Ladies, none yet. Oh, count in your head if you're driving. Now, three more fingers for everyone over 60, two over 50, one over 40, one more if you're not physically active, another finger if anyone in your family has type 2 diabetes, another if you've got high blood pressure. If you're overweight, raise another finger, two if you're very overweight, and three if you're really overweight. You've just taken the world's first audio prediabetes test. And if you're holding up five or more fingers, visit doihaveprediabetes.org or talk to your doctor. There's no excuse, because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
In the second quarter of the show, I'm going to start off with some music from pianist Joe Sullivan. And this song is called Low Down Dirty Shame.
I was a fed. You went out, stayed all night. Do you think that's treating me right? Call you should not do the dog. Should do the dog. Should do the dog. I'm telling these lovers, I'd have been splitting that thing night and day. Auntie Mama stood around for him a while. Chuck it just ripping down the aisle. Deacon Jones gave him the praying. But religion is one of it. But he even got to stop your stuff calling to be splitting that thing. Night and day, night and day. I'm me named Jenny Lou. Honey, it's doing that thing night and day. Getting second time the way you do. Got mama going pies and you. Rain Cooper does round your bed. Wake morning, find your own self dead. Call you should not tell your song. Shouldn't tell your song. Shouldn't tell your song. I'm Jenny Lou. Honey, it's doing that thing night and day. Yeah, get out. Thing just caught the flu. Satisfy has jumped in bed. She spoke and spoke like this. Shake shoulder, can't shake your feet. Shake nothing, mama, but your wicked knees. Call you should not dare your dog. Shouldn't dare your dog. Shouldn't dare your dog. I'm telling you, little. I'll have you turn that thing night and day. Oh, beat it out. Hanging on the wall, out the window, get your point fall. Stop while she may have it all night long. Top thing, got your habit song. Call you should not tell your song. Just tell your song. Just tell your song. I'm telling you, love. How do you turn that thing night and day?
Right now we're going to listen to the Frankie Newton Quintet and a composition called After Hours Blues. We're going to follow that up with Basin Street Blues, and right after that we're going to listen to some great sessions from one of the most underrated guitarists, I think, Teddy Bund. We just heard music from 1939, June the 8th to be exact, recorded in New York City. And we just heard the Frankie Newton Quintet with After Hour Blues. And after that, we listened to Basin Street Blues. And that was from the J.C. Higginbotham Quintet, featuring the great Teddy Bunn on guitar. Actually, Teddy Bunn on guitar. Meat Lux Lewis was on piano. And, of course, Sidney Bechet was included in this session as well. One of the great New Orleans clarinetists and soprano sax players, Sidney Bechet. We just heard some music from the Bennett Archives and a tune from Frankie Newton called After Hour Blues. And before that, Cripple Clarence Lofton with Strut That Thing. And we started off with Joe Sullivan and Down Dirty Shame. I'm Randy McElligott. You're listening to In Transition on CHUO-FM. One of Gordon's favorite musicians was Joe Newman. We're going to listen to Joe Newman and Joe Wilder, their version of Secret Love. Thank you. was music from vibist Red Norvo from the Giants of Jazz and his version of the standard called Remember. And now we're going to listen to one more track, and this is from Louis Armstrong, taken from the Bennett Archives, and I'll let Gordon introduce the song. My name is Randy McElligott. You're listening to In Transition.
So after that great event in 1923, Louis formed the Hot Five and made a classic piece of jazz history, which he called Cornet Chop Suey. And he brought with him, of course, Johnny Dodds. Now he brought his great friend, Kid O'Ree from New Orleans, Johnny Sincere on the banjo, Little Harden on piano, and let's hear Cornet Chop Suey by Louis Armstrong. Listening to that coda, that Bent Persons, who Randy played last week, has got an LP out, put it out a long time ago, of all the introductions that Louis did on the Hot Fives and Hot Sevens, and also the codas and the variations of the codas. And this was put together to a tremendous amount of work by Bent Persons, because he realized in the Louis Armstrong manual, the trumpet teacher's Bible, that he was using variations, that he was doing different endings, for example, to that Cornet Chop Suey. So he wondered what they would sound like. So he did a whole experimental LP of beginnings and endings. I didn't think I would have spent the money on it, but apparently it's a very historical effort. So that was done in 1927.
Some great trumpet playing there from Louis Armstrong from the 1920s. And we heard Cornet Chop Suey, and that was taken from the Bennett Archives.
Did you know the world's poorest women make the world's most expensive clothes?
The average shirt at Walmart cost the consumer $25, but the worker who made the shirt is getting paid 13 cents an hour for their labor.
This is clothing you wear, clothing you buy, so you can make a difference.
Support them by buying fair trade products. For more information, go to MakeTradeFair.com and join the Big Noise campaign.
Be aware of what you wear.
You're listening to 89.1 FM, CHUO Ottawa, the voice for the voiceless.
We are now going to keep the music rolling with three selections. The first one is Duke Ellington, and this is taken from the Bennett Archives. And then the second one is Bud Freeman, also from the Bennett Archives. And the third one in the set is pianist Dick Hyman from the Age of Swing, and we're going to hear Moonglow.
We're at the Cotton Club with Duke Ellington. In 1925, the Cotton Club was closed for violation of the prohibition laws. It opened again 3 months later under completely new management. The resident band up to then had been Andy Prier's Cotton Club Syncopators, but Prier died in 1927, and that's when Mr. Ellington came in. An audition was held just to go through the formalities, and Ellington got the job anyway. It was actually offered to King Oliver. He opened there 4th of December 27, and these recordings are made just after that. I remember the 19th of December. How about that? And it frequently had people like Bojangles, Robinson, Adelaide Hall, Ethel Waters were stars of the review. And he stayed there for a long, long time. Cab Calloway took over in 1930, but Ellington was back in the later 30s. And it continued on. I think it finally closed for good on the 10th of June, 1940. But the spirit lingers on, and many Broadway shows have been produced based on the Cotton Club, including the Cotton Club movie and a great show called Bubbling Brown Sugar. I love the title. So now let's go back to the Cotton Club. The band we just heard had Bubba Miley on trumpet, Jackson on clarinet, Jimmy Nanton, and I believe the solo, alto solo, was by Otto Hardwick. Here we're going to hear Down in Our Alley Blues, 1927.
Thank you.
was Duke Ellington from the Bennett Archives with Down in Our Alley Blues. And right now we're going to listen to Bud Freeman from the Bennett Archives and Prince of Wales, and that's W-A-I-L-S.
We're off to a good start with Bud Freeman and his orchestra with a Canadian on piano whose name is David Bowman, and Pee Wee Russell on clarinet, Brad Gowan's valve trombone, and Max Kaminsky, I'm going from memory, makes Max Kaminsky on corn trumpet. So let's hear Prince of Wales, spelt W-A-I-L-S. Prince of Wales. The 78 of that, or if you have the LP of that, that was the alternate take. Dave Tough was on drums, and none other than Dave Bowman from Hamilton on piano, and Jack Teagarden, I made a mistake, it's Jack Teagarden on trombone.
And now we're going to listen to the final track in this set. This is pianist Dick Hyman with his beautiful version of Moonglow, and that's taken from Dick's album From the Age of Swing. Dick Hyman was a pianist that Gordon knew and featured quite often on his shows throughout the years. Thank you. That was Moonglow from the great pianist Dick Hyman from his album From the Age of Swing. And just before that, Prince of Wales from Bud Freeman. And starting off this last set, Duke Ellington with our Alley Blues. You're listening to In Transition. I'm Randy McElligott. And I'd like to play for you now some Django Reinhardt. And this is a track called Low Cotton. And then we're going to follow that up with some Art Farmer with a beautiful track called Lift Your Spirit High. And Gordon loved the sound of Art Farmer's trumpet. Beautiful sound. We're going to conclude with some music entitled Muhlenberg Joys. one of the great guitarists in jazz, is going to be finishing off this entire set of music. His name is Charlie Christian, and we're going to listen to an extended version of the classic Lady Be Good.
Thank you. Thank you. are listening to CHUO 89.1 FM, independent radio for Ottawa Gatineau.
That's good.
Foster child, Crown ward, youth in care. These are titles used to identify children and youth who have been placed in foster care. Ombudsman, the title of someone who has been denied permission to monitor children's aid societies by the Ontario government. You, someone who can monitor their local children's aid society. If you care about children and youth in foster care, contact your local children's aid society and apply for a regular membership. If you have any problems, please visit www.afterfostercare.ca for support. This public service announcement has been brought to you by the Foster Care Council of Canada.
Well, we're back with the final segment of the show today, featuring music from the Bennett Archives and music that Gordon Bennett enjoyed while he was doing his show here at the station between 1988 and 2004. We're going to continue with one of Gordon's favorite musicians, Jack Teagarden, and this is from the Complete Capitol 50s sessions. We're going to hear Stars Fell on Alabama, and then right after that, we're going to listen to Jimmy Yancey with a track called State Street Special. And we're going to conclude with something from the Bennett Archives from trumpet player Freddie Keppard and a song called Messing Around.
Drama. We kissed in a field of white and stars fell on Alabama last night. Oh, last night. I can't forget the glamour. Your eyes held a tender light. Oh, and stars fell on Alabama, baby, last night. Oh, last night. I never planned in my imagination a situation so heavenly. A fairyland where no one else could enter. You in the center, just you and me, dear. My heart beats like a hammer. My arms wound around you tight. Oh, and stars fell on. Like a hammer, my arms wound around you tight. All and stars fell on Alabama, baby, last night.
going to start with Freddie Keppard's Jazz Cardinals. Keppard was an odd person in the sense that he didn't record very much. He did a lot of playing, but he was always nervous about being pirated. This was, remember, we're talking 1915-20 period, before the world accepted gramophone records. So Freddie Keppard was born in 1883 in New Orleans and died in Chicago in 1932, I think, of tuberculosis. I'm not sure. This band is known as Cookie's Ginger Snaps. The reason is that the band was owned by Dr. Cook. Cook Ginger Snaps, you figure. It's clever, isn't it? So anyway, we have Cookie's Ginger Snaps, which is really Freddie Keppard's Jazz Cardinals. Keppard on cornet, William Dawson on trombone, and here, probably in his first record, is Jimmy Noon, the great and famous pupil of Lorenzo Teuth in New Orleans, who made his considerable impact on jazz in Chicago. And Joe Poston was the alto player. He became a part of the Apex Club Jazz Orchestra with Jimmy Noon for years and years and years in Chicago. Sterling Todd is on piano, and Johnny Sincere, who we all know was on the Louis Armstrong Hot Fives and Hot Sevens, he's here on banjo. So this is only 2 minutes and 35 seconds, but it does have one of the clear solos by Freddie Keppard, so we can evaluate what all the fuss about Freddie Keppard was about. Because all of the other records, practically without exception, he's buried in Dr. Cook's big band or orchestra, which hardly was the place to hear a solo jazz cornetist. But in this, it's a small band, and he can't escape being heard. This was recorded for the OK label on June the 26th, 1926. The tune is called Messing Around. And 35 seconds of Freddie Keppard. Freddie Keppard was the cornet player who is said to have really succeeded Buddy Bolden. He chose violin originally, rocketed to fame with his powerful and rather robust cornet playing. Remember, this gentleman was playing in 1900, so we get him here in 1926. He should have had a lot of experience by then because he played with the Olympia Band and various other marching bands. but I don't find him particularly attractive as a cornetist. He's in that sort of shouting style that, I don't know. But he is a legend, and we are honoured to play him. He reminds me a bit of Mark Carey, I think. But Carey actually had a better tone, in my humble opinion. The tune was Messing Around.
That was music from the Bennett Archives, and we heard Freddie Keppard with Messing Around. I'm Randy McElligott. You're listening to In Transition on CHUO-FM 89.1, coming to you from the University of Ottawa. And now we're going to listen to two tracks, starting off with the great pianist Pete Johnson. And this is a song entitled Cherry Red. And right after that, we're going to listen to another great pianist, Oscar Peterson, with vibist Lionel Hampton. And this is from a Verve recording. We're going to hear their excellent version of Tenderly.
Thank you.
We have time for just one more selection, so we're going to go back to the Bennett Archives and listen to a very good friend of Gordon's, Tony Parente.
And here's a little number written by Tony Parente called Crawfish Crawl, and Ralph Sutton remains on piano, Tony Parente clarinet, and on drums we have George Wetling. This was recorded in 1948.
That wraps it up for another edition of In Transition. My name is Randy McElligott. Join me next week for some more great jazz. Until then, have a great week. Bye for now.